design. On Tuesday, organisers in Prague launched the official tender for the design of the Czech entry at Expo 2010 in Shanghai, a site to be visited by an estimated 30,000 people every day for 6 months from May till December of 2010. From now until the autumn, Czech firms, in tandem with top designers, artists and architects, will be able to put forward proposals for the Czech site. There is one limitation. Unlike expos in the 60s and earlier, they will not be designing an entire pavilion, but will operate within a given space in an industrial hall. On Tuesday, Jan Wellinger spoke with one of the organisers, Petr Prokop, to find out more.
First of all, we don't build our own pavilion. We just rent it from the organizers. It's like 2,000 square meters large hall. The position in the expo site, it's quite good because it's near the subway, the metro station. It's close to the, it's called Skywalk. It's an elevated boulevard or elevated pedestrian walkway, which connects all the parts of the expo site. And also, we're very close to what the organizers call the European Plaza of Attractions, which is like a small square. And we hope that many people will go there.
Anybody taking part in this competition will have to do what concretely?
They have to find a solution, find the idea. Czech Republic is going to spend 500 million Czech crowns on this, and let's say 180 millions on the pavilion itself. It's an opportunity to create something big. Just for this competition, they have to prepare plans, drawings, explications, 3D visualizations of how it will look, and then we decide who's the best.
In my mind's eye, I picture a regular hall, which the Czech Republic will get. Does that mean that the winning design will somehow alter the shape?
They might do that, but it's not necessary. We want them to create something on the outside, on the surface, but inside it could stay as it is, as a like industrial hall. At the same time, it could be totally different, the shape of the space. The hall is like 9 meters high inside, so there could be also different levels.
Now, there is an overall theme. Tell me how the Czechs will have to operate within it.
There's one overall main theme of the expo, which is a better city, better life. And also there's like 5 sub-themes about connecting the city and villages and about the technical innovations in the city. And also there's a Czech theme, the Czech presentation, which is fruits of civilization. Cities are like the places where the civilization is preserved or protected. We want to focus the Czech exposition to the future, and not only to the past. Of course, we know the Czech Republic and Prague, the capital, is very historical, and the one who will come with this solution is to know that this historical background is there and to use it somehow with a view to the future, what's going to be here, let's say, in 50 years.
Petr Prokop speaking there to Jan Wellinger about Czech plans for Expo 2010 in